Let's go around the state on this Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. And despite severe weather and freezing temperatures, Indiana's corn and soybean planting did progress this past week. In Monday's USDA Crop Progress Report, Indiana corn is 42% planted and 19% emerged. Hoosier soybeans are 44% complete and 20% emerged. And while the numbers still look good, that doesn't mean that all things are well. Let's go around the state now. This is Crop Tour Tuesday. Let's hear directly from the field and our panel of farmers. We begin in southern Indiana's DuBois County with J.R. Reisner.
Last week, we did have a pretty good hailstorm in certain areas of DuBois and Warrick County. Looks like we did receive some crop damage, mainly to soybeans. I'm not sure quite how much damage or if they'll need to be replanted yet. A little bit of frost last night, so we'll see where we get with that. Other than that, just getting going on some side dressing, also some post spraying, and trying to get Congress to pass E15 year-round legislation.
Reisner is doing that work on E15 as part of his duties on the National Corn Board and the Indiana Corn Growers Association Board. If you head straight north from there, you'll eventually hit Rippey Farms in Fountain County. Ryan Rippey farms there and in Tippecanoe and Montgomery counties. He says they're still dealing with a significant storm from last Monday.
And we are currently still too wet with this cool down. It's really slowed down progress of the drying out. We were able to get finished planting corn before the rain. Got the soybean burned down finished up last week and did get about half the corn burned down done in the last week. We actually caught a pretty good hail event in that storm last Monday night and had about 20% of our beans that were up that just got completely destroyed with that hail. So when it gets dried out here, we're going to have to replant those beans and finish up with a little bit of bean planting that we got left.
And we'll head to eastern Indiana when we come back for more Crop Tour Tuesday here on HAT.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Cox Farms Incorporated near Gaston in Delaware County is our next stop on Crop Tour Tuesday. Here's farmer Jenna Scott.
We have not made any progress from last week, of course, because of the weather. We've had cold and wet. We had some lows. It looks like our corn that was up made it through that okay. And our beans look like they made it through okay. But as far as what's still in the ground and hasn't came up yet, we'll just have to see how it goes. We'd hate to replant everything that we got done, but hopefully we don't get some of the heavy rains or rains that we're scheduled to get and maybe can get some sun and dry out a little more.
And up north in LaPorte County, Denise Scarborough says she feels like a broken record as their struggles to make planting progress continue.
It's been wet, it's been cold. We had frost over the weekend. I know when I got in the truck early Saturday morning to head off to a livestock show with my kids, it was 28 degrees. We did get our first seeds of corn in the ground. We're getting ready to start planting seed corn soon, so we wanted to get a little bit of commercial corn. And we did get some soybeans planted this last week, but today's an awful nice day, but it looks like we're going to get cold and stay cold for the rest of the week again.
And Scarborough says up there they're just praying every day for some better weather. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.